Welcome to week 4 of Advent Lectio with Grandview Church. Today we will experiment with sitting with two different passages side by side. Our readings today are Luke chapter 15 verses 8 to 10 and John chapter 8 verse 12. We will read the passages 3 times. Each time, you will be invited to listen to the passage in a different way. There will be time after each reading to make room for listening and reflection. You are welcome to pause the recording to extend that time if you wish. Pray with me. Jesus, you are the light of the world. As we wait for your second coming, your gospel brings us light. Give us eyes that are open to see, ears that are open to hear, and hearts that are open to receive that light.
We watch for the light, we watch for the light, we watch for the light. We watch for the light, we wait, we trust, we hope. We wait, we trust, we hope. Your light will come, it is greater than our fears. Your light will come, it is greater.
As we read the passage this first time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and sit with it for a while. Luke 15, verses 8 to 10. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. John chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As we read the passage a second time, listen for an image or memory that the passage evokes for you. What rises up in you as you listen to the words? Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As we read the passage a third time, listen for an invitation. What is it inviting you to consider, do, or hold in the next few days? Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.